Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They are dead. I'm willing to call it now. This Met team is dead.
Yes, that line for
early, never wrong.
He's on the right babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Three on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning. What it's like to be a sports fan. The excitement of Jackson Dart. The season back alive for the New York Giants at 1-3 with a winnable game next week. And the death of a season for the New York Mets. Today's the day for you at 888-808-1019. Those are the two topics. We'll get to the Yankees maybe at some point. Obviously, tomorrow night now. It's Monday, so tomorrow night, the Yankees will take on the Boston Red Sox in a wild card game. But yesterday was one of those days, especially for, I know Lori Rubenson is a Met and Giant fan, one of those days where it is, you ran the gamut of what it's like to be a sports fan. And we'll start with Jackson Dart and the excitement of that. I mean, from the opening drive of this football game, you could just feel something. It's hard to explain. And yeah, look, I'll raise my hand as I'll you know, have a little bit of fun and catch in some receipts the other way when we get to the Mets topic. I was wrong. I wasn't sure this was the spot for this young kid, Jackson Dart. I wasn't sure. I didn't like some of the thought process or the feeling behind bringing in Jackson Dart to start this game. Panic mode for the coach trying to save his job. Is this kid ready? They had a plan to develop him. And because they're 0-3 and lousy, they decide to turn to this kid. And I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel like. And right away, now we all know, we could look at the numbers. He didn't knock anybody's socks off. He didn't play this great football game. But from the jump, you could feel something different inside the entire team. Like, they go on that opening drive against a very good, why I was concerned about playing them this week, against a very good Chargers team by one of the, you know, led by one of the best football coaches in the country, college, NFL, it doesn't matter. Jim Harbaugh is an excellent football coach. They are 3-0. They have played some of the best football in the NFL this year, and this defense in particular has been lights out in the first 3 weeks of the season. Playing the Raiders, playing the Broncos, and yeah, the Chiefs, who finally exploded with Worthy back. But still, a very difficult spot for a quarterback who knows he's trying to save a season, knows he's got the coach's job probably on the line. The entire team can sense that the way the building acted last week, reports of planes, I guess that never showed up, but planes were back to be flying over the stadium. And from the opening jump, the offensive line, this offense, this quarterback went right down the field along with Cam Scataboo, just ran the ball right down this Chargers team's throat, got into the red zone, and guess what? They got in. And that's important, obviously, to win the game, but just to get a sense, just to get a feel, just to feel good about this team. They run the quarterback draw. He runs it in, and that was the perfect drive. That was the moment. We needed that as Giant fans, and I know I tweeted it, and we run the gamut the rest of the way because obviously this game isn't perfect. The offense still had a lot of issues. We still aren't very good inside the red zone. Obviously, Malik Nabers and what appears to be a torn ACL is devastating to watch. Devastating to watch. And you can, at first, you're figuring, oh, he landed on it bad, and then you see it's as he jumps, and you just know. You just know. And that's a gut punch, knowing how important what you were looking to see the two of them develop. Gut punch. But the overarching theme and the feeling coming out of that game, and for me, this is a game about the quarterback, clearly. And you see what he looks like. And zero panic from a young kid. There are things he didn't do well. There are things he did do well. And we understand that running the football, and clearly he doesn't know how to slide. I mean, he's given, can you believe this kid is given a full wind-up punch, kind of stiff arm? What is he doing with his throwing arm? What is he, nuts? But that's what you love about him, too. That's what you get excited about watching this kid play. He plays with a reckless abandon almost. It felt different from the jump. And you got to give it to Brian Daboll. This was as much about the coach as it was about the quarterback. And obviously the quarterback, hopefully, will be here for longer than the coach, because even if the coach does well here and saves his job and blah, blah, we're hoping that Jackson Dart's the next thing for the next 12, 15 years. And the odds of Brian Daboll staying here are slim to none on that kind of tenure. But this was a game that the coach decided he was going to turn to his guy, right? The reports of the 10-hour sit-down and going over film and looking at Josh Allen film, as it's being reported by The Athletic. They're watching Josh Allen film. They're watching his Ole Miss film. They're watching for 10 hours. And he decides that 0-3 with his life on the line, with this team's season on the line, to turn to this kid that he sees something in, that the rest of the organization, and it's important to mention this, that, again, with the reporting, and he made it clear, this was not the owner saying, hey, listen, I'm tired of losing, I'm tired of the fans getting pissed off, throw in the young kid, we drafted him, didn't we? This wasn't the GM saying, hey, we drafted him, you know, this was the coach deciding now was the time to turn to this young kid. Turn to this young kid who can bring something that Russ can't bring with his legs, bring something with his moxie, bring something with his determination. And from the early onset of this game, it just felt different. It just felt different. Yeah, the offensive line was playing well. Yeah, the defense, who is obviously, we want to talk about the head coach, but Bowen as well, the defensive coordinator, had a big-time game. This game felt a lot like it did a couple years ago, the year they went to the playoffs with Brian Daboll's first year. It felt a lot like that, didn't it? Run the football early with Scataboo, Saquon Barkley back then, but run the football early, make just enough plays, quarterback, don't turn the ball over, run, you know, we saw time and time again, go through your progressions, if one or two isn't there, go. We saw design runs, run the football, don't make the critical mistake, do just enough, get turnovers late in the game, and the Giants were able to do that. The big play from Sexy Dexy. Andrew Phillips with another interception. Make big plays defensively. Don't turn the ball over. Run the football. Get in the end zone when you can inside the red zone. This felt a lot like that team. It felt a lot like when Brian Daboll was at his best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With this team. And to watch him late in the game, you saw early on too, like whatever his faults may be, and we'll see, it's one game. It's one game. And we got to see a lot more of this. But even in this one game as a rookie, as he's dealing with losing his top receiver, as he's dealing with clearly a right hamstring that's bothering him, he's rolling out of the pocket, he's directing his wide receivers. There is no fear in this kid. None. Late in the game, making big plays over the middle to his tight ends, which we haven't seen be used at all this year. Or at all in the last 3 years. Making big plays to the tight end, big third downs when you need to, going down the field, getting enough time off, getting into the end zone, kicking the field goals. And inside the red zone, still an issue with the game call. But there was some play calls, right? The little shuffle pass. It looked like Andy Reid calling plays there inside the red zone to get the tight end, a little shuffle pass for a touchdown. But overall, the excitement of watching him and now knowing that whatever we say about 0-3 and the season's over, let's be honest. At 1-3, if they can figure out a way to go to New Orleans, who have played a little bit better than we expected, and yesterday kept the game close against Buffalo, but that's a winnable game. You go take that game and you are 2-3. 2-3 is still alive. 2-3 is the sixth game matters. And yeah, the schedule's brutal and you're going to have the Eagles, Denver Eagles. It's going to be very difficult to keep the season alive from that point. But if you can go find a way to win against New Orleans, you have a season. And now you have a quarterback. And now you heard Laurie was talking about some of the comments from the offensive line, Illuminor, about wanting to run through a wall for this kid. Like, you could sense it. There is something about him. The numbers aren't great. He didn't throw for a ton of yards. I thought at times in the game he was inaccurate and he missed a couple passes he could have made. Again, it's a lot of it's tuck and run. The offense didn't look dynamic. They didn't make a bunch of big plays. What'd they have? Two completions of 10 yards or more? Like, it wasn't big down the field the way we saw with Russell Wilson. They took one or two chances, and then once you lose, obviously, your stud wide receiver and neighbors, it makes it less likely to go down the field. But he had Slayton early on. He used his tight ends. He didn't make the critical mistake. He took a couple of bad sacks. But he was able to make plays with his legs, which Russell Wilson can't make. And with this offense, is going to be critical. It's part of his game. And this coach, and you could see them embrace after on the sidelines. And then Connor Hughes is reporting that inside the locker room, a long embrace. This is a tandem. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we wanted to see if Brian Daboll can do. Can he figure out a way to win football games and develop a young quarterback? And the way this team showed up after being, you know, pretty much left for dead at 0-3, wondering how the team was going to respond. And I talked about this a lot. About how this coach had a really difficult task this week the minute he decided to go to this kid. Because now it's all Illuminor saying, I want to run through the wall. Now it's all, hey, listen, things have changed. He's got the it factor. When they tell a bunch of veterans who are 0-3 staring their season dead in the face staring another empty, winless start to the season, another dead season with no prospect of postseason, and going through the motions of developing a young quarterback with no real chance of winning. That's a tough sell week three. And that's why I thought him saying it's on him was so important, because he wanted to let the team know it's a football decision, that I believe that we can coach this kid and we can get this team to play better with him than with Russell Wilson or even with Jameis Winston, that this is the move to go win football games. And it was going to take a lot to convince, because you heard the way Dexter Lawrence was done. Dexter Lawrence, I found out the same way you guys found out. Hey, listen, he's my quarterback now. I'm behind him. There wasn't a real lot of conviction from the veterans on this team. And this coach, and I'm not telling you he's doing a great job. I'm not telling you he's avoided the hot seat. I'm not telling you he's going to be here next year. It's one game. It's one win. But I think he did a hell of a job getting this team to play the way they did. The defensive front was finally the beast that we needed. That was finally a threat that was able to get after it. They created all kinds of problems for the Chargers, all kinds of problems for Herbert. They were constantly in the backfield. Burns with the big sack late in the game that really hindered their ability to get that game-tying field goal. We saw Abdul Carter all over the place, even though he had a terrible offsides that gave him that touchdown before the half, which was just brutal. But the defense made plays. That defensive front and that pass rush that's supposed to be elite and has started to show a little bit of that over the first 3 weeks, but not enough, showed up in this game. The team showed up, they responded to the coach, they responded to going to the young quarterback, and Jackson Dart played his ass off. And Jackson Dart was dealing with, he had to go to the tent to get checked on a concussion, which he needs to learn how to play smarter. He's dealing with a hamstring, he loses his top wide receiver, and still, they go out there, they run the football, they make the plays defensively, they get after the other team's quarterback, and they come away with an improbable win as a touchdown underdog in a season and on a team that every one of us felt was dead. And although it wasn't pretty, and I still don't love the play calling, and inside the red zone they still aren't as effective as they need to be, they found a way to score 21 points and beat the Los Angeles Chargers, the unbeaten Los Angeles Chargers, 21-18. And as a Giant fan, that was such a needed. Good feeling, good vibe, good win at home with this young quarterback. Game one of this Jackson Dart era begins with an improbable win, a great team performance, offensive, defensive, special teams, all of it played well. And while still having concerns that this season is going to be a long road and there's going to be ups and downs and you're going to expect a little pushback from this, you know, you're going to expect some ups and downs from this rookie quarterback. He's not going to go out there and win every game. We get it. But that's a game that we just needed to take a deep breath. That's a performance that you can just feel good about. It's a game and a process that now you can at least start to have some faith in with this coach and this quarterback who, let's be honest, I know we don't love the coach, and I'm not saying he's done a good job this year, but if you want Jackson Dart to succeed, the best possibility is to win some games and let him stay inside this offense. I'm not saying you do that no matter what, but that should be the goal. That is what is best for the franchise if this coach can prove it. And that was a big, he rallied the troops, he got the veterans to buy in, and this quarterback from the jump showed that he was the right man for the job, that we were wrong, any of us who suggested it wasn't time to go to him, and he came through with an enormous performance, and the New York Giants gave you everything you needed as a fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.